It was just after the Airy decision. It was when the Legal Aid Board was promised and was about to start. So for about 2 years between 1978 and 1980, FLAC was very active, very prominent on the campuses, certainly in UCD and Trinity, and we were on the streets a lot. And there were at times, I don't know if there were a couple of hundred, but certainly 150, 200 law students fairly regularly picketing the Dáil and picketing the Department of Justice. The protests were fun. You felt you were getting, an opportunity to take the issue of legal aid in a very public way on the streets. Radical may be too strong a word for it, but concerned law students and law students who wanted to see things done a little bit differently. I suppose believing that that was important and believing that in order to affect change, you actually had to confront government and make it a priority. Because in the mid-1970s, obviously, you had a coalition government in that period and there was lots of law reform. But in order for legal aid to be moved up the political agenda, you had to go to the streets and you had to make it a bigger political issue. And it was a very contentious issue within FLAC whether you would do more damage to the people you were trying to help by withdrawing the services or whether by continuing to provide those services, you were allowing the government not to bring in a civil legal aid scheme. And there were very long, contentious discussions at FLAC. I remember one particular EGM where very narrowly we decided that we would go on strike as a means to put pressure upon the government to introduce the civil legal aid scheme. I'm not sure whether people who continued on the service, even though we had gone on, decided to go on strike. But I also don't rem I remember that it didn't actually, I think we set a time limit for it. It wasn't going to be an indefinite decision. Certainly in 1980 is when the Legal Aid Board was established and when the first law centres came into being. But it was, I suppose, a recognition also on our part that we were providing a service, but it wasn't necessarily the professional service that clients demanded. And we wanted a state-funded one where fully qualified lawyers would be providing a full-time professional service and not, as it were, from 7:30 to 9 on a Tuesday or Wednesday evening in different centres around the city.